What's up? What's up? I'm over here trying to cook a turkey burger, and I want to talk about something. You know, I've been having these conversations in my head with myself, by myself. And, you know, just trying to figure out what the opposite side thinks while, you know, going over certain things that people have said to me. And these not conversations, but arguments, because people who believe the official stories for things are assholes. They're so high and mighty in the fact that they believe exactly what somebody else told them. You know what I'm saying? Somebody else who's constantly lying to them. That's my only gripe with it. So I'm thinking about the lies. And I'm like, man, if you think about the terrorist organizations that we've seen, for real, we've seen Al-Qaeda, right? And Al-Qaeda and what's the other one? ISIS. But both of those groups were started from America literally arming foreign people to try to fight their own governments. Now, I don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we could be real, and I'm chopping shit, so don't mind that. Try to eat some onions. Like, Gaddafi. This man, you could say he did whatever he did, but I've only heard about what he did after the fact. You know what I'm saying? It didn't seem like he was no big deal, nigga. But when you look at it, he supposedly killed some protesters. But they was pro-democratic protesters. Where are these niggas coming from, son? Who's looking around like, hey, bro, we in a straight-up Muslim country in Africa. I think we need to have some democracy, though. You know what I'm saying? Who's chilling in Hong Kong? Talking about some, you know, we just need democracy. Chilling in China, protesting for some shit that don't even exist over there, my nigga. Not only does it not exist, I need to know who these protesters are, right? Because what we know is that, God damn it, America is the home of democracy. And America has been fucking with Africa and the Middle East for a long ass time before they killed Gaddafi or before they started arming people to help kill him. Right? So if these people who live in this place is calling for democracy, but most of the problems that they see is caused by the democratic countries invading them and trying to cause war with them for no ass reason, why would they be calling for that? How does that work? Who are these people, nigga? I wouldn't put it past nobody to see no fake protesters, son, just the same way I see on TV. We do the mass shootings. We do the mass shootings and nobody crying. Motherfuckers up there, yeah, I lost my friend and my brother. You know what I'm saying? Cover their face. Lift their head back up. Eyes dry than the motherfucker. But if I see a woman get interviewed after her son got shot in a gang violence situation or in a bad neighborhood or because of a drunk driver or because they was the drunk driver, a motherfucker stabbed by somebody in the street randomly. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers die from overdose. You see people crying from all of those reasons, but never, ever, ever during a mass shooting situation. I ain't gonna say what it is, but I will say it's fishy. It's fishy. And these situations be seeming damn near fake, man. So I can't say who the protesters, the weird protesters who are calling for their country to behave just like the country who is causing so much problems for them. That's fishy. That really don't even make sense. Like, when you think about the details of what I just said, that doesn't make any sense. So the way I see it is that, of course, they can hit us with whatever they want as far as telling us the reasons why they're doing things. But most of the people, right? Now, here's the thing, right? Because that's Libya. Let's check this out. The Libyan Civil War, or the second one, 2014 to 2020, right? Now, we already know what this shit is about. When did Gaddafi die? A nigga died in 2012. Right? Oh, he died in 2011. Oh, shit, it wasn't 2012 yet? That's funny. He died in 2011, and these niggas started going into, what? Civil war. Because now, you had a person who was in control of the country, making sure that the shit was fine. And then you let an outside country who only wants to steal shit from you. Like, let's be honest. We only wanted to steal shit from them. These places have the history of the earth there, nigga. Because these places were considered... Like, all of these places were damn near religious places. So they cared about their history and they tried to keep it there within different forms. But you know, America can't have nobody running around the earth talking about some, hey, yo, look at all this history we got. They got to destroy all that. Let me cause a war in all these places that have all these ancient artifacts. Literally making terrorists in these places. So that when people start looking up the truth of the earth, they got to come to us. So we could just be like, hey, man, it's all evolution. That's all it is. There's no spirituality, nigga. Just get money. There's no spirituality, nigga. Just get money. Do whatever you gotta do to capture your happiness, no matter how fleeting it is. It's all a trick, man. That's all I wanted to talk about. These things that happen, even if terrorism or the Al-Qaeda was a real situation... At the end of the day, even if it was a real situation, we gave them niggas the weapons that they then used to fuck with us. Because why? You gave a bunch of random niggas, like let's say me and all my niggas got an attitude, right? Let's be real with this shit. Let's say me and all my niggas got an attitude. Wouldn't it be crazy as hell for China to come through and be like, hey, we see how much y'all niggas got an attitude. We don't really know why, but here, take these guns and these bombs. And we gonna fund y'all to go to war with your government. Now China done gave me and my niggas just a bunch of weapons just to go to war with America while we living in America, son. Don't that shit sound crazy? Let me do that shit. Ain't it gonna be a severe problem immediately? Why we be running around the earth? Hey, my man, do unto others as you would want them to do to you. So if America is following this thought process, then that means America should be comfortable with a foreign country coming in, giving like all the bloods in the country weapons to go to war with America in an effort to try to take it over. They should be comfortable with that. But at the end of the day, when you do shit like that, you're taking random niggas and then leaving them in charge of a government, nigga. That shit don't make sense. And the vacuum of power that just opened up is going to make niggas fight. So you know the outcome. But all we know is at the end of the day, when they are fighting, you busy in there taking shit. Niggas say, yo, I took the oil. I took the resources. I didn't put no protection on none of these ancient artifacts. So all of that is gone. So what's the purpose, nigga? This shit just whack. When I think about my country, this shit whack. I'm out of this bitch. Peace.